Reishayin Dalet Sif Aleph. Beitzeh al shtei kikoros shleimos. One should make the hamotzeh on two full breads. Sheich shteiyem biyodoy. He holds both of them. Ubeitzeh atachtoina. And on Leil Shabbos at night, we cut the bottom of the two. There are other minhagim that you cut both challahs by every meal. And once again, the Mechaber says it's enough to cut the bottom one. The Vilnagoyin held like the Shita of the Rashba. Mashal held like that. That one should cut both challahs each time. But the Ikar Din is enough to cut one. Now, there's a problem over here is how can you cut the bottom one? There's a din that if you have an opportunity to do the mitzvah on the top one, you should do it first. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a taz that says that the bottom one should be put a little bit closer to the person, and that way he naturally would reach the bottom one before the top one. Or another option is that you take the top one, and when you make the bracha, you put it on the bottom, and then you cut it. Also, you should not cut the challah until you finish making the bracha, so that the bracha should be on a lechem mishnah, and those metakim that make a certain simen in the challah before they start, just to show where they're going to cut. The Ramah says, "V'takim the leilah Shabbos." That which we say you make the bracha on the bottom one is only on leil Shabbos, avu b'yoyma Shabbos, or leil yontiv, it is the day of Shabbos, or even the eve of yontiv, b'tzel of yoyna, v'tamu al derech kabbalah. So, because Api Gabola, Leil Shabbos, we cut the bottom challah, and every other time we cut the top one.